This is just a quick re-recording of This Year from This Morning. It was a little rushed, so just to go through it in a more Masudar manner. So the Ksav of Kabbalah is focused on Vis Nachlu Oso La Miso, that we have the brothers are apparently plotting to kill Yosef, as we know. And he starts off by saying Dasim Afarshim. He's going to go and tell us what others have said. Vis Naklu means Nismalu Nikalim Varmumus, that they were filled with deception and plotting. Kitargim Lahargo Barama Lemekatle Benechilu, to kill him through or with trickery. Right, Vinyanu Amachshava Ra Tzufuna Belev, and this refers to that terrible evil thought that is buried deep in the heart. V'yeh Amaisa Mimenu Barama, and then the act that comes about from that machshava will be accomplished through trickery. Umilas Oso Lo Parshu Kachol Oso Shibamikra Hamore Al Hapo, and the word Oso they. All these mafarshim do not explain like any other oso in Mikra, which refers to the object, the what's being acted upon. Ki poel, because the verb he's nachlus omedhu, because and the reason that they are forced to change the normal understanding or not follow the normal pattern is because the verb he's nachlus is omed, which essentially translates to intransitive, that it doesn't take a direct object, meaning to say, ani holeich is an example where you don't need an object there, it's just that's a complete sentence. Versus ani rotze is not a complete sentence, so that would be called yotze. It's transitive of bepratis pa'il lo ye la'olam yotze. And specifically, this, when you have a verb that's his pa'il, it will, he says, never be yotze. Will never take that direct object. L'chein amru ki milas oso, which therefore grammatically cannot work here. Po hu b'makom elav. It's really elav, which seemingly fixed the problem. He says, ayin Rashi v'shar mafarshim. That's essentially how they how they explain it. V'dochach muvar, and it's. The difficulty here is clear that, one, the pasuk says oso, and yes, I understand your grammatical rule, but something must be happening here because the pasuk said oso, and it did not say elav. Milvad say the pirusham hamamar lemosar. Furthermore, according to this understanding that it's just referring to their plot to kill him, it's completely extraneous. Lama lo lemikra lo dienu b'machshava samhara. Why do we need to know their thought? Hallo ho deenu devar sifso sehim shehotziu bepe male. It goes, the pasuk goes on later to tell us their actual words. L'chu v'nargehu. M'chshavasam nikeres mitoch motzei fihem. U yotza guru m'chshava. Obviously, we understand what their thought was from the fact that they actually stated outright. And the fact that they stated outright makes it even worse than just having the thought. L'chen nir eli shiodienu mamar ze emetas kavana se'achim b'diburam uv'maaseihem im Yosef echeihem. Therefore, I think this pasuk here is really coming to tell us the true intentions that they had in their interaction with Yosef. Shelo hayukiim diburim upalim meduyamim le'ene Yosef sheretzonam la'miso la'viru min ha'olam. Their actions and their words were only meant to essentially appear to Yosef as if their ratzon was to kill him and to remove him from this world. When in fact their actual intent, not what appeared externally, their internal intent was just to intimidate him, to frighten him. Ki'inyan echad his nachlus ula rama. The Isnachlus and Arama fundamentally are the same basic idea. Arama he's tatrus visalamus hamachshava vapula mizulaso. It's Arama certainly is hiding the thought and it seems to be the actual action from somebody else. V'chen hu ha'isnachlus shehu meshutaf b'muvanu im shem kli. And isnachlus is similar, but it doesn't seem to be identical, because he says it's connected with the word kli, the noun kli, which you can see in the shorish. Just as a kli, it has an external appearance. Shehu hekef chitzoni ha'masatir u'mechase b'chalalo u'pminimiyaso davar ma. It has this external appearance, which fundamentally isn't related to or impacted by that internal kavana. Excuse me, internal whatever's on the inside of the kli. I can have my coffee mug with coffee on the inside. It doesn't look like coffee on the outside. So to their actions, it looks like they wanted to kill him, but internally, that's not what they had in mind. We'll see a little later on what exactly their intent was. But it would clearly, according to the Ksav Kabbalah, at this point, was not to actually kill him. And then he goes on and says, "Yesh shlosha mina arama v'nechilus, ha'echad hu gnai be'emes." That one is you actually, there's a truly bad type of trickery that you want to kill somebody. Habez arama l'shavach. The other is actually a praiseworthy type. V'ukashiyei tachlis ha'arama l'hastir ha'inyan kadesh lo yisnazek ma'acherim, that you want to hide something to protect it from being damaged by others. For example, he quotes from Mishle, Ani chochma shechanti arama. What does it mean? I kind of dwelled in trickery. It means that it was hidden away in other acts or other realms in order to protect it. Hagimel arama mushutefes b'shevach v'ganai. And then the third is just a combination of the first and second. V'ukashia nigla minamais nere genus. When externally it looks pretty bad, but the actual intention is not so bad. Al derech mashal marim adam va'ochel, which we talk in this brachos daf lamed aleph, that a person can be marim va'ochel, that normally when you take, well, he just says it outright. Hinei achila bilti meusar. When we talk about food, and specifically eating food from produce that has not had Truman Meiser taken from it, avro al mitzvas Hashem. On the surface, it looks bad. You're eating food that has not had Meiser taken from it, and you're doing an aveira. Amdan hanistar bepeula zo v'hi nasa derech gagin. However, the kind of hidden part of this peula is that you took it through harama. You took it through the sunroof. V'chatzeros, or you took it through the chatzer, who shivcho. That is this situation's shevach. Ki b'derech zeh ein b'pu'ulasa achila shum iser. There's no iser when you take it in to your home in an unusual way. It has to be taken in the normal way to become chayev in Truman Meiser. And so when you take it in this kind of harama manner, on the surface it looks like a trick, and on the surface it looks like you're eating food that has not been properly tithed. However, in truth, it was pater. So you're not doing any iser. Fine. Now, in line 16, umezei hamin gamken ba'achecha b'mirma. Shanigla nirei pal maguna v'seser palasu haisa mishubeches k'muvar sham b'inyan ha'bechura min ha'arama hazos davar ha'kasuv kan. And that's the kind of arama that we're talking about here, the third type. Hamuvan b'milas v'isnachlu pa'al arama ha'mushutefes b'ganai v'shevach. Misnachlu here is talking about the mixture of ganai v'shevach. Hatsiniyaso ganus. Externally, it looks terrible. V'tocha and pandimiyaso shevach. However, internally, it's not so bad. It's actually, I don't know if we would say it's fundamentally praiseworthy, but just as with the grain that's not properly tithed, there's no iser. So to hear the internal thought was not such a gnai. Kavari adano shebinyan he's pa'el yore gamken al pa'al medume. And we've seen in other places that he's pa'el, that can also talk about things that are medome, that appear a certain way. V'hu matar atzmo b'toar she'en bo be'emes. I mean, somebody, for example, can describe themselves as having a certain trait that they don't truly have, Fine, let me just find the line that I want to go to. Now, he goes through some more grammatical things, and if you go to line 23 after the parentheses, V'amechuvan l'fi ze b'mamar v'iznachlu oso la'miso, bo'a la b'harama l'ramos oso b'dato, b'kdesh yidmei b'nafsho m'diboreihem m'maseihem shekuvanasam la'miso. They're tricking him in the sense that they want him to think that they're going to kill him. It's all about getting him to think something. It's what will appear to him to be the situation, when in fact their intent was different. He'll describe in a moment what the intent was. Well, you can see this is already kind of fixing some of the problems he mentioned at the beginning, that now this is not extraneous because we're being told a fundamental detail about the story that was not encapsulated within L'chuv and Argehu. And the idea of Oso will make a lot more sense in just a moment instead of Elav. Right, so now in line 31 through 33, he describes Baalach Olamos. Karohu Baalach Olamos, shehu Baal v'ashlit bam. They called him the Baalach Olamos, not so much that he was the one having the dreams and they were kind of in his domain, but more so because he was the master in the dreams. Achalamos lo baolom atzmam, lule hayareyonav tami limshol banu. He would have never had those dreams if it weren't already a part of his mindset. It wasn't already on his mind. He was just dreaming about something that he was already thinking about. Right, and now continuing to line 34, Chalamos Halazay, he describes how some Farshim view Halazay in different ways. That Halazay, who Zachar Omeid Merachok, Hazay Zachar HaKrov. Nekeva hazos, aval halaz b'li hey biuro kamo hahu. Fine, that was one approach. Amdan lashon Rashi at the end of line 35. Yoter meduyak. Rashi makes more sense. Kal halaz v'alazeh shebemikra enu lashon hazeh. It doesn't mean this. Ele medavar shekenegdo v'hu marehu be'etzba. It means something that's in front of you, that's directly opposite you, that you can point to with your finger. It's right there in your immediate presence, in your immediate vicinity. And he invokes a pasuk from Daniel that says that proves for him, at least, that it's not just that it's in your immediate vicinity, but it's within earshot. And that's insignificant because now when they say L'chu v'nargehu, he can hear them. Yosef can hear them. And that's part of their intent here, that they did not necessarily want to kill him, literally. Externally, it looks like they want to kill him, it sounds like they want to kill him because they said L'chu v'nargehu. But internally, that's not the case. What did they want to do instead? They wanted to be machid him. They wanted to intimidate him. They wanted him to, they were putting him in line. It was a dress down of sorts. Fine. He's going to make that a little bit more clear now. Why? What's the whole point of this trickery? Achri shodien shoditanu HaTorah b'mamar v'iznachlu, shelo ha'isa kavanas ha'achim l'hargo b'amis. And now that the Torah has told us that their intent was not literally to kill him, ki'im l'aramosa b'dato l'dmos shenimsar b'yadayim l'misa, rather just to trick him into thinking that they were going to kill him. V'livam lo chashu alav rach lachridu lachridu emas mavis. They were just trying to intimidate him and to frighten him. U'lenaso says, mamar chalomosav imhem hirhure ure'one Libo levad uhen tzodkos nevuios. And this was to test his statements, his stories, the descriptions of his dreams, were they just his own ruminations? Were they just, you know, his daydreams? This is what he really wants. But there's nothing to them. They're all him. Or is it a nevuah? Is it something that he's receiving from Hashem, and it's min hashamayim, and there's, you know, it's the truth. As much as we might not want to be ruled by him, it's going to happen. Ata chalaleinu la'avin b'mam ramzei l'chuvan argehu mili d'mishtamai l'trei ape. And we need to understand l'chuvan argehu, which can be understood in two ways. I think he's saying that because of what he's already said, that they have their external appearance and then the internal intent. And now, how do we understand l'chuvan argehu, in light of which element? B'emes hu ma'amar hasovel shei kavanos ha'mischaflos ha'mishutafos b'gnus u'v'shevach. And the truth is, it can be understood in a negative light or in a positive light. Who is they? Ofen ha'gnusu. And here's the negative light. V'nargehu mamash b'yadayim lishloach bo yad retzach. V'kadei lahastir ulalim aseh retzach nishlechehu. And maybe we'll actually kill him, actively kill him, and then we'll throw him in one of the pits to hide the evidence. And we'll just say, you know, something terrible happened. He got attacked by a wild animal. And then they kind of diminish everything that Yosef had described to them, saying, listen, he's gone. Who's going to rule over us now? What's going to be with his dreams? He's gone. They wanted to appear, in saying this, like actual bloodthirsty murderers. The fire saying, because Zadon, Libam, Achi, Shmaim, Yosef, Vidme Bedato, Kiipo Bedehem, Behemes Lamos. They wanted to make it clear. They were publicizing. He says, Lafarsim, meaning to say, Yosef is in earshot, and they're saying this in clear knowledge that he is in earshot. They want him to hear and think that they are out to get him. Amnon Kamosh Yuvan Ofen Agnus Mam Ramze, Kach Yuvan Bo Ofen Hashevach. Lefi Hamisater, Vamis Ale, Bemachshavos Livavam, Sheinam Rotzim Rakli Nasos Divrei Cholomosav. However, as he's already described, their true intent was only to test the dreams. Are they just dreams, kind of disappearing like smoke into nothingness, or are they a nevuah, and then there's something much more substantial, something about destiny going on here? Uze v'nargehu, nisaveva lav ofen shiyucha lamosbo. We'll make something happen, a life-threatening situation. Vu ki nashli choso, alachasa boros, makom asakana asher mederecha teva nucha lomar alav, chayaso yar tachleno. We'll throw him into one of the pits, and it's a dangerous place, and you know, it would be completely natural that he dies there. And we could even, you know, that could actually happen, and we'll say, listen, an animal ate him. And we'll see, based on what happens in the pit, what the status of his dreams are. Im nevuyos, hirhurim ba'alma. Are they nevuah? That is to say, if he survives this, if we throw him into the pit and he does not die, they're nevuah. However, if he does die, they're nothing but passing thoughts. Kim hen rak medumayos, and they thought here that, you know, even if he were actually to die as a result of they are testing out the dreams, it's not just this cold-blooded murder on our part. There was a purpose behind it of sorts. Kilo shalachnu bo yad retzach v'lo hikino so makas maves. We didn't physically, actively kill him. Kim Gram Abalma. It was just causation. Asin Lavio Lamakum Sakana. We brought him to a place of danger, and then what happened happened. Let's hear lo shame avo and resho ba vas diba. And it just you know, what came to him came to him, Agialo. He spoke Diba, he spoke Lashon Hara, and this is what happens to you. Vigira delay Haragasahu Amiado Zostielo, and it was really his own arrow that killed him. Kimitzad Lishna Bishna, because of his Lashon Hara, Gavra Katilahu. He's liable to death penalty, apparently. Ben Maves who Mitzad Havas Hadiba. Velo Yagra Grama Delay. And it's the blood's not on our hands fundamentally. It's because of his own actions. Vim chalomos of hen sodekes nevuyos heina etzas Hashem takum. However, if they are nevua, then Hashem clearly is not going to let him die. He's not going to kill him. And etzas Hashem takum. What will be, will be. Ve'ein ma'atzer lo shia nevio me'amuad lios melech Moshe. Nothing can stop that from happening. There's nothing preventing Hashem from saving him. If he's meant to be the Melech Umoshe, the ruler over us, then that's what we'll be. And if he's saved from this trap, which is hidden for his feet, at his feet, waiting there to snap and clamp down on his leg, we'll know. We throw him into this pit, we throw him into a place of danger where he's likely to get killed. There's a high likelihood, and he survives, then we'll know that it's from Hashem. Paul Yede Yotzer, it's the act of the Creator, Nirtze Lakablo Aleinu Limsho Limloch Aleinu. And then we'll willingly accept him and his dreams. He can be the ruler over us. Hine Bederach Hashavach B'mamar Zei Nivar Milas V'Naregehu Hagram V'Siba Elahariga V'Amisa. And so Venerageu doesn't mean that we are going to actively kill him. It means that we will be the cause. We'll set up a situation in which he could end up being killed. Kiken mitzinu harbe pa'alim she'en harasam pa'ula mamashis rak sima siba v'garem elea. And we see there are a variety of different verbs and examples in Mikra where the intent, what is demonstrated or communicated by that act or verb, is not a concrete action, but rather kind of setting up a domino effect, a causative situation. Kamo umaltem bi, Hashem says to Moshe Baro, and you kind of, you did Me'ila, sorry, I'm blanking on Me'ila. Kamo Ma'altem bi. Pirush Rashi, Gramtem li Mol bi. You caused kind of a theft of sorts from me. Chen Ala Shir Lo Kidash Temosi, and because you did not sanctify me. Gramtem Shilo Eskadesh. You caused that I should not be sanctified, that my name should not be sanctified. Which, you know, in the context of those pesukim there, that makes a lot of sense, and that's the exact same pattern that's happening here with Naregehu. It's not literally that we are going to shoot the arrow into him. Rather, we're going to put him in a situation where it will come about that he'll die. Fine. Now, skipping to line 62, Vizeo anal bekavanas. This is what appears to me to be the intent of what the brothers are saying and doing. They spoke once, and two things we hear from them. What appears on the surface at first glance, and then what really is hidden away there in the inside, their true intentions. Kamosha de Hoditanu, Atora Tchila B'Mamra V'Itnachlu, also, Shithyatsu kach beinehim ledaber lefanav lasos imo inyanim leramoso laharimo. Just as we see, the Torah tells us that they plotted against him, but here it's not just that they plotted against him, they did that amongst themselves, and they did that within earshot, somewhat in his presence, to mislead him, to trick him. And so to hear, we're being told that that was all for the purpose of testing the dreams. Are they just that, dreams, or are they nevuos? Take care.